Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Nate Fluharty, and this is a new edition of Healthline 3, where we like to focus on ways that we can live a healthier and skinnier life. Over the next 30 minutes, we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions, so pick up the phone and give us a buzz, 318-219-4569. And today, we are talking weight loss and some great safe ways that you can do that with Dr. James Barnes, bariatric surgeon from Highland Clinic. Dr. Barnes, always great to see you, sir.
Thanks for having me on this snowy Monday.
Yes, we're glad you made it in, pal. Yes. Of course, it wasn't the easiest way in, but you know, it's kind of a metaphor when it comes to losing weight. Sometimes it isn't going to be easy, but it'll pay off. And if you're just tuning in and you didn't get a chance to see our KTBS News midday, Dr. Barnes made a huge announcement, and let's just recap that, Dr. Barnes, and what you guys have going on to start the new year. New year, new beginnings at Highland Clinic.
Absolutely, and so we're launching a brand new program. Of course, we're always going to be doing the weight loss surgery, and that's a huge part of our practice, but we've sort of branched out a little bit into what we're, my goal is to sort of be the one-stop shopping for obesity and weight loss.
Sure.
And so we are expanding into a new program of medical weight loss in addition to the surgery side, where folks can come in, and if they're not maybe interested in surgery right now, everybody's heard a lot about the weekly injections for weight loss, the Ozempic and Mounjaro and Wegovy, and that's the new program that we're starting to offer as of today.
That's fantastic. We've heard, I mean, to say we've heard a lot about it would be an understatement. I mean, it has been the talk of the weight loss universe. And it seems like, I mean, it's just, it's the go-to right now when it comes to, you know, medical procedures and things you can do to lose weight. And, you know, the effectiveness of these drugs is, people are seeing immediate results. It doesn't take long, it seems like.
Yeah, it kicks in almost right away. And there's, and we're going to, you know, get into a little bit about, you know, kind of pros and cons of surgery versus medical weight loss.
Sure.
And there's certainly advantages and disadvantages to both. But in terms of a medication for weight loss, and this is the one of the reasons why I've gotten more interested and involved in this, is that the weekly injections far and away are better than any other medication that we have for weight loss out there. And, and we see really good results with people taking these. And so, you know, there are problems with access to them. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to kind of help out with here, because 80% of the people with insurance do not have coverage for these medications. And when you're paying out of pocket for the brand name medicine, it's $1,500 a month, which is just, you know, puts it well out of reach of almost everybody. And so, you know, until that changes someday, which hopefully it will, but as of now, that's what it is. And so we're offering, it's going to be a cash pay program, but at a much discounted rate. And so, you know, we're not going through insurance, because insurance most of the time doesn't cover these, but we're going to offer through a compounding pharmacy in Texas, where these are all produced. It's all FDA monitored, but we can get the compounded medication, the exact same medication, just not the brand name. It's sort of equivalent to the generic medications that most people take now for in pills for, you know, any medical problems.
Sure. And you get the same results.
Yeah, it's the same results. Right. It's the same medicine.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the brand name label with it. And so, but by doing that, we're able to get it for about a third of the price that people are going to pay for the brand name. And so it makes it, you know, affordable. We don't have any availability issues. We're able to get everything in right now. That's been the other problem with some of these. And it just brings us back into reach for a lot more people.
Fantastic. Yeah, the Ozempics, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, think is the third one. And that has, you know, just so popular. And like you were saying, they're number one, they are hard to get right now because so many people want these. I love what you said about the price too, because when you talk about $1,500, the first thing you think about is, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to scale back on groceries or gas, but you know, this is for a fraction of the price, you're going to be able to offer that. Now, for those that don't know, Dr. Barnes, can you explain basically how these drugs work and kind of what they do when you start taking them? What do they do to your body and your system to kind of transform that, and how they help you lose weight?
Yeah, so they function on a couple different levels. A lot of it is they just decrease your appetite, your hunger level, and it goes down pretty significantly when people take these medications. It also slows the motility of the GI tract a little bit, and so the food doesn't empty out of your stomach as quickly as it did before. And so that means when you eat a meal, you're going to typically eat less because your appetite is down. And then you're also, it's typically going to be a lot longer time before you get hungry again because the food's not moving out as quickly as it did before.
Hmm, that's pretty fascinating. Now, you know, with any drugs, you'd have some side effects, I imagine. But, you know, with this, it's been, we haven't heard any horror stories or anything like that. This seems like a relatively safe way to go if you got to lose some weight.
Yeah, and I think for the most part it is. You know, I kind of group the side effects into two categories. There's the more common, less severe side effects. Mm-hmm. And there can be a number of those, mostly GI related. Nausea is the biggest one. And that is, I think, the most common side effect that we see with these meds. You know, a fair number of people have some nausea mm-hmm. With it. I guess in part that's maybe how it works a little bit too.
Sure.
So that's the most common side effect we see. Most of the time it can be mitigated either with diet or occasionally, you know, with the nausea medications if we have to do that. So some people get that. And then there's the more severe category, which are rare. And, mm-hmm. and you know, there are issues. Pancreatitis is probably the most common one. That we do see on rare occasion. You know, these are not common things. The nice thing is, though, that all these side effects, when you stop the medication, they go away right away. And so, you know, people that have difficulty with those, it's not like you're stuck with it long term. You just stop the medicine and the side effects go away. And then in that population, we can also maybe look at other options. If they're mm-hmm. not tolerating medications, well, maybe we need to talk about surgery a little bit, which is still what we see the best results with in terms of weight loss for morbid obesity.
All right, fantastic. Well, if you're out there and you're watching and you fell short of your New Year's resolutions to lose weight, and a lot of people wanting to do that, give us a call right now, 318-219-4569. And if you have any questions at all, now's the time to do that because these drugs are so popular too. So yeah, give us a buzz. We've got about a third of our way already. Dr. Barnes, how do you... Well, I tell you what, I was going to ask you a question, but this the show is dedicated to you, our viewers. So let's get right to the phone lines. We have Michael on the line. Michael, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Good afternoon, and Happy New Year, Dr. Barnes and Mrs. Barnes. Hope she's still singing somewhere.
Thank you, Michael.
My cardiologist recommended that if I don't get my BMI down from 30 to about 20, that he's going to put me on Mounjaro. I'm about 15 pounds overweight. And I have a history of pancreatitis 30 years ago in my 30s. I'm in my 60s now. What is your response to that? What do you think that I should do in a situation like that, being a heart patient and having a past history with pancreatitis?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And this is the kind of stuff we get into all the time. You've got to kind of weigh risk and benefits. And so you have to look at, and I, you know, obviously, if you want to talk, we can sit down and really look at this in the office. But you know, you have to weigh, okay, what are the benefits for your heart in terms of losing the weight, which are probably pretty significant. And I would say, if you had a history of pancreatitis, let's look at what caused that, because the two main causes of pancreatitis, number one is gallstones. And so maybe if it was from that and then you had your gallbladder removed, well, that's not really an issue anymore. And then alcohol use is the other one. And so, you know, if those risk factors are no longer present, then I would say the risk of getting pancreatitis again is probably the same as just the rare baseline that we see for anybody. So, but that's something we could sit down in the office and look at sort of weigh those risks and benefits.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Michael. Really appreciate it, buddy. All right, 219-4569. And we already got our next caller. Lamond, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Hey, I have a concern about coverage for Texas and Louisiana. I live in Texas. I was wondering if it would be difficult to be on the program if you're living in Texas and it's through Louisiana.
No, it really doesn't matter where you live, and that's the advantage of doing this as a cash pay thing rather than trying to go through insurance, because then you don't have any of those issues. It's just, you know, very straightforward. You know, it doesn't matter where you live, it's going to be the same price for anybody across the board.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me get that phone call, phone line one more time. Excuse me, 219-4569. We're rapid firing these phone calls now. I knew it was just
good.
A matter of time.
I like it.
This is a show dedicated to you, our viewers. And we are already, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Caroline. Caroline, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Yes, sir. Good morning. My question is, I have hypertension. My blood pressure, but I bring it under control with taking medication. And I'm interested in your program, and I just want to know what all I would need to qualify to be in it.
Yeah, that's a great question, Caroline. So let's talk about qualifications both for medical weight loss and surgical weight loss, because they are different. We base all these off of your body mass index, or your BMI, which is just a simple equation that incorporates your height and weight together. And you can easily calculate your BMI. Just Google BMI calculator, and all you need is those two numbers, your height and weight. You plug them in, it gives you your BMI. So for surgical consideration, we say a BMI of 40 or greater, or if you have health problems related to your weight, then it's a BMI of 30 or greater, and that's things like the high blood pressure, like you mentioned, diabetes, sleep apnea, that sort of thing. Now, for the medications, those numbers are a little bit lower, and so for the weekly injections for weight loss, it's a BMI of 30 or greater, or again, if you have health issues related to your weight, like the hypertension, then they drop the BMI down to 27. So 27 and above in your case, you would be a candidate for the injection therapy.
Great, that sounds good.
All right, Caroline, thank you so much for your call. We do appreciate that. 219-4569. If you have any questions, give us a buzz right now. And yes, let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Gene, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Yes, Dr. Barnes. I seem to be in the 5th percentile that have adverse reactions to almost everything. What are some of the adverse reactions to the shots?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like I mentioned earlier, most of the common side effects are going to be GI related. Nausea is top of the list, but you know, gas, bloating, abdominal pain. You know, we don't see a ton of those others, but they can be a risk. So those are the most common things. And then you know, there are some more serious complications like the pancreatitis that we mentioned, and that's something that you know, we would monitor closely. And you know, when you come in, let's just talk about kind of how this is going to work. So the first visit, patients are going to come in. We're going to be setting up some sort of informational small group seminars, and then each patient's going to meet individually with me. And so it's going to be a one-on-one with me, going through your medical history, doing a physical exam, looking at what sort of reactions you may have had with medications in the past. We'll, you know, address all of that, and then sort of come up with a plan moving forward. If that's medical weight loss, then you know which medication is going to be the best fit. And then we'll also talk a little bit about surgical weight loss, because I kind of look at this as sort of a one-stop shop for weight loss for people that are overweight. And so and you can come in and we can talk about medications, we can talk about diet, we can talk about surgery, we can talk about counseling. There's not a single bullet to knock out weight loss, and it's a very multifactorial thing. And so so we're going to offer all of that in one setting. I've been dealing with obesity and weight loss for 30 years now. It's been the focus of my practice for 30 years. Have a lot of experience with this. And so that's why it's going to be a very individualized thing with each patient. That's why I meet with each patient to start out with, and then monthly after that. And so we'll monitor how you're doing. If you're having any of those sort of, you know, complications, side effects, then we can address that. If we need to tweak the dose, if we need to change the medication, look at different options, We can do all that on a patient-by-patient basis.
Okay. Part B of my question is the best way to find out if my insurance covers this to call your office?
So there's a couple different things you can do. If your question is, does my insurance cover weight loss medications, these injections, the easiest way to do that is just call the number on the back of your insurance card. And they will tell you if they cover it, how much your monthly payment would be, that sort of thing. So that's the easiest thing to do. And you can also check on if you have coverage for bariatric surgery as well. And so that's one quick, easy way to do it is just call the insurance. It's usually a 5 or 10 minute call. Now, for people that don't have coverage, which is about 80% of people that are not going to have coverage for these medications, that's where this program is really going to be advantageous, because it we don't do it through insurance. It's a cash pay at a reduced price, and so it doesn't really matter if you have coverage for insurance or not, because that's not the route that we're going with this.
Okay. Question C is, what kind of rate would it be for the cash pay?
Yeah, so for the semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy, that's going to be $495 a month. Now, the initial visit's a little bit more because we're going to do a complete history and physical exam and all that stuff. But after that, the maintenance is $495, and so that's going to include a visit with me. That's going to include your medication and all of the supplies needed for that. Regardless of the dose, it's going to be the same price, whatever dose you're on. And then for the tirzepatide, which is Mounjaro, it's going to be a little bit more just because that medication's more expensive.
Okay. Diaz, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks
very
for your
welcome.
Call.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. And that's still, just to reiterate, that's a fraction of the price. I mean, When you talk about the name brand stuff, they're $1,500, $1,600, $1,700, and people are having no problem paying that.
Exactly.
But
a lot do, though, and that's the problem. It just makes it out of reach for so many people.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, who's got $1,500 to, you know, extra
right.
each month to spend on this?
Yeah,
and
I,
so, you know, at $495, and the other thing to factor in, too, is that, you know, you've got that expense, but think about how much less you're going to be spending on food and groceries and eating out. And that's going to make up a significant amount of that money just cutting back on the food.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We have Robin on the line. Robin, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Hey, Dr. Barnes. I was wondering, I've had a kidney and pancreas transplant. Do you think I could use this medicine?
Yeah, I think probably so. Now, in that kind of situation, you know, honestly, I would have to think about that one for a minute. And what we would probably do is have a conversation with your transplant doctors, your nephrologist or whomever follows you for that, and sort of get a clearance from them. You know, we always want to err on the side of caution with all this sort of thing. And so that's a little bit of an unusual situation. And so before we just jump in and do anything, I would just pick up the phone and call whomever follows you for that, your physician for that, and just make sure that they don't have any concerns. Off the top of my head, I think it would probably be fine, but that's one that I would want to just do a little research on to be sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call, Robin. We do appreciate that. Now, we're going to get to back to the phone lines in just a minute, but I just wanted to kind of branch off what Robin was asking you. What is the steps, Dr. Barnes? Do people need to, before they come see you, should they go see their primary physician, or can they just reach out to you directly?
Yeah, that's a great question. They really don't. I mean, they're certainly welcome to if they want and get their PCP's opinion on this as well, but it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. We don't need, you know, they don't need any kind of, you know, specific referral or anything. Really, I just ask that they kind of look at their BMI with a BMI calculator, like we mentioned a minute ago, mm-hmm. To make sure, you know, this is not, you know, medication for somebody that's 5 or 10 pounds overweight.
Sure.
And so as long as your BMI is 27 to 30 or above, you're going to be a candidate. And then if you're interested, again, it doesn't, you don't need a referral, you don't need insurance, you don't need coverage if you do have insurance. You just need to call my office, and you know, they can give you a little more information About that. Now, I will caution, the office is closed today because of the blizzard going on right now. So,
and it's a national holiday.
There won't be anybody to answer the phones today, but as soon as we open back up, you can just call the office and they'd be happy to help you with all that.
Fantastic. Well, we have 8 more minutes to go, so if you have any questions right now, now's the time to pick up the phone, give us a call, 219-4569. Let's go back to the phone lines. I think we have Stephanie.
Hello. Hi. My A1C is 6.3. It's high. I have been approved for metformin, and my insurance company did turn me down for Mounjaro. How much is Mounjaro? Because of all the other weight loss drugs, I heard the Mounjaro has the less side effects of them all.
We're still kind of finalizing the price list on all of that. The Mounjaro is going to be somewhere around $625, $650 a month. The semaglutide, which is Ozempic and Wegovy, is going to be $495. So it is a little bit more, and that's just simply the additional cost. The Mounjaro medication, you know, costs more for whatever reason. So it is a little bit more. But the semaglutide or the Ozempic is really a good option too, because it's one of the main things that it's used to treat for, and how it initially came about was to treat diabetes. And so that's really a very good medication for diabetics as well.
All right, fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your call. We appreciate that. A couple more minutes to go, and we have Shelby on the line. Shelby, what's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Shelby, are you there?
Yes, what is you would do the weight loss surgery. What's the price of that?
Yeah, so let's talk about weight loss surgery for a little bit, and that's obviously still a big part of what our practice is. Weight loss surgery, unlike the medications, is typically covered by insurance. And so I would say 95% of the people that we operate on for weight loss, bariatric surgery, are going to do it through their insurance. And so that's most commonly the route we go. Now, if you're paying cash for surgery, it is going to be a little pricey, depending on which operation. Between $13,000 and $18,000 is the cash pay price for surgery. But honestly, most people do this through their insurance. So most commercial insurances cover it, and we also accept Medicare. And so more often than not, people are going to have coverage for bariatric surgery that way. And if you want to find out about that, you can do one of two things. You can just pick up the phone and call your insurance company, like we talked about earlier, and they can tell you if you have coverage for bariatric surgery. Or if you just want to call my office, and that may be the easier way. We deal with that all the time. That's a big part of what we have to do to get people into surgery is verify their benefits with their insurance company. And so my office staff can help you with that too. And you can just call them, and I'll just throw out that number real quick. It's 798-4433. Again, not today because we're closed, but after that, hopefully we'll be open soon. And they can check with your insurance. Usually, we've done enough of this that if you give them your insurance, we can usually just tell you on the spot if it's going to cover or not.
All righty, Shelby, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. A couple more minutes left, 219-4569. And let's go back to the phone lines. Coco, good afternoon. What's your question for Dr. Barnes?
Hi, doctor. My question is, do you have to have been on stop breastfeeding before you get the treatment, the cash pay treatment?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. And I'm getting all these questions I have to think about a little bit today.
That's good.
Sort of like the caller that we had a little bit ago, that's one that I would run by your obstetrician and talk with them about, because, there's so many nuances with medications in women that are pregnant and women that are breastfeeding. And so I think off the top of my head it's probably okay, but I would definitely want to have a conversation with your OB doctor and you know, since they're definitely more the experts on that than I am, and just run that by to be sure that's safe.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call, Kirko. Yes, I guess just with any medication, it's better to err on the side of caution, just to make sure you got a
absolutely.
Baby there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And one thing that I think is so important that you guys do at the Highland Clinic, Dr. Barnes, is you work your team in the follow-ups. It's not like you help people and then things are done. They're pushed out the door. You work with them days, weeks, months, sometimes years after they either have bariatric surgery, but I would assume that it would be the same with these drugs.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Absolutely. And 'cause that is such an important part of any sort of weight loss treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just, it's just human nature. We do better if we're coming in, being monitored. It just adds some accountability. It just keeps you focused on it better. So any kind of treatment, whether it's medical or surgical, people are going to do better if they're coming in on a regular basis. So with our surgery patients, you know, we see, you know, multiple times before surgery to get them to that point. And then after surgery, we see them, especially in that first year, we see them very frequently, you know, both to keep them focused on it, also monitor their weight loss, make sure they're on track, and just make sure they don't start veering off with any other issues, and then we can catch it in the very early stage and get, you know, get them back on track. And you're right, with the medical side of this, it's going to be the exact same thing. You know, I could see a patient, write them a script, and send them on their way. You know, those patients are typically not going to do very well. And so with this program, initially we're going to see people once a month. You know, as people get further out and stable, you know, we may space that out a little bit more to every 2 or 3 months. But that follow-up is, especially early when you're starting a new treatment plan, really important to the long-term success.
Fantastic. It always pays to have a team on your side with team leader like Dr. Barnes. You're going to be in great hands. Let's go back to the phone lines. I believe we have Amanda. Amanda, what's your questions for the doc?
I've got broke ligaments in my arm, and I was going to see if I could see a doctor to take Medicaid.
We don't currently take Medicaid for anything. And so, again, the weight loss medication program is going to be strictly a cash pay. And we don't do Medicaid for any sort of surgical right now. We accept Medicare and any commercial insurance that has coverage, but unfortunately we don't take Medicaid at this time.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for the call. Dr. Barnes, one thing too, you know, I know some folks are out there watching, having a hard time thinking about, like, they know they're overweight, they don't know how much. Let's go back to how you differentiate. You mentioned the BMI and how important that is with getting this whole ball rolling. Can you break that down for us and how they can get that test to figure out what steps they need to go?
Yeah, so BMI is really simple. It's just all you have to do is you know, get online. How do I calculate my BMI?
Mm-hmm.
Plug in your height, plug in your weight, and there's the number. And so I'm gonna just to recap those again. For surgical weight loss, BMI of 35 or greater. If you have some medical issues tied into your weight, at least one, or if you're completely healthy, it's BMI of 40 or greater. And then for the medications, usually a BMI of 27 and above, you're gonna be a candidate for the Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro type treatment.
Okay, fantastic. And it's best to do that, try to figure that out before they let you know and start heading down.
Yeah, it just keeps people from wasting their time.
Yeah.
If they have a BMI of, you know, 22,
yeah,
they're not really going to be a candidate for any of this. So that's just a quick way to check so you're not wasting your time, you know, coming in for an appointment and then, you know, realize you're not going to be a candidate.
Absolutely. Well, I know we had some folks out there not able to get through on the phone lines, took a lot of calls, and we certainly appreciate everybody for giving us a buzz. But Dr. Barnes, for the folks that didn't get to call in today but still have questions about their weight loss journey and how you can help them, where's a good place they can find you?
Yeah, so the best place is just to call my office, and that's the easiest thing. It's 318-798-4433. You'll talk to Ashley or Taylor. We have a very personalized office staff. We don't use recordings. You don't have to press this button and that button.
Yeah.
You know, a human being's going to answer the phone. It's going to be one of those two, and they're going to be able to tell you everything you need to know about weight loss, whether it's from the medical side or the surgical side.
Fantastic. And he has the entire kit now, the whole kit and caboodle when it comes to weight loss. So Dr. James Barnes from Highland Clinic, check him out today. That was another great Healthline.